Well, welcome to Light the Fuse. Wow, what a major fortnight it has been. I know I'm behind on the episode and I'm sorry about that, but my goodness, so much has gone on. I mean, Full Gear for a start was absolutely fantastic. I don't know where you stand on the Jon Moxley fight with Omega. Let me tell you, I personally thought it was fantastic, and I didn't really like hardcore stuff that much, so that was pretty cool. But more about that later. First off, the buy-in had the match between Britt Baker and B something. I was going to say B Arthur's. But a satisfying end to that little clash. Then we had some pretty epic matches going forward out of that. We had the show opened with good old Jim Ross and Excalibur. No Tony Schiavone this week, which was a bit of a shame, but you know, what are you going to do? He had some prior commitments that he had to fulfill. Tony has to do these things, so you know. Absolutely stonking matches. The set for a start was really cool. I really liked the new set. The ramp, the old WCW style ramp right into the ring. Sorry, I'm just going to open a Coke here. I'm taking a cold. There we go. It's just a lubricate the old throat. So yeah, the ring set was very nice. The old style ramp made a return. Haven't seen one of those since, oh god, the 90s maybe. That Britt Baker match was very good, as I say, from the start of the night. With her submitting the opponent. Then we had, I believe, the match. Yeah, that bit where Awesome Kong come out and cut her hair was a bit weird, though. Then we had the Young Bucks versus the best! Santana and Ortiz, I shouldn't have done that. They went down, and there was the good old Midnight Express. And things were just explosive from there. High spot after high spot after high spot. Just such an excellent match. Those guys, Santana and Ortiz, they can sure go as well. And Impact must really be missing them. Real loss for Impact, to be honest, in my eyes. Great match, and you know, another one for the inner circle. Good to see the Midnight Express getting involved. But the Bucks and the Midnight Express got their payback for Santana and Ortiz attacking the Midnight Express on Dynamite. Then we had Pac versus Hangman Adam Page. Wow, now that that's pretty high up there for my match of the year. Every time we see Hangman, he just keeps getting better and better and better. And of course Pac is just, well, he's Pac. Just fantastic stuff. And his finisher is currently probably my favourite finisher that's out there. The match went back and forth in and out of the ring. Just some excellent grappling. Really, really good stuff. And a lot of high spots. You know, Hangman's buckshot lariat particularly is superb, as is his standing moonsault. Then we had the Chairman going up against the bad boy, Joey Janela. Again, good solid match. Told the story well. Good to see Tully out there. If only we could get Tessa, as I always say. Not perhaps as interesting a match as hoped, but it was still good. Still good. Still a lot better than anything WWE are putting out. Interesting to see Tully getting in on the action as well, which was kind of cool. And it's always nice to see him, you know,
doing some stuff. Then I had an interview with Kip Sabian. Oh, by the way, the chairman went over. It seemed to be letting all the heels go over this time. Must be to try and build them up to get a few good feuds worked out. Then we had Kip Sabian. Yeah, he's okay. He's not the worst promo, but I just don't... I can't warm to him. Good to see Golden Boy, though. Also, Taz was doing some more AEW-based commentary recently as well, so hopefully Taz will stick about. Then we had the Lucha Bros versus Private Party. It's a private party! It's a private party! They're pretty cool. Two of probably the flippiest, skippiest, high spot doing tag teams in the world at the moment, if not ever. Private Party are just phenomenal. The Lucha Bros are, well, the Lucha Bros, I mean, they are the big deal at the minute. And then, of course, we had SCU, as it was a three-way dance. SCU are doing great as the champs. Really, really over. Scorpio Sky has just come into his own. I think Chris Daniels took a wise move, sort of taking a wee step back just to get over that injury. And then at the end of the night, at the end of the match, a new Pentagon came in, and it was Chris Daniels. Then he kicked the ass of the Lucha Bros. Absolutely awesome stuff. Especially when they pulled the mask off, and everybody was just like, what? Because I think a lot of people were expecting it to be Le Champion, Chris Jericho. But really good little shock end of that fight. I really enjoyed it. Then we had Riho versus Emi Sakura. Not a big Emi Sakura fan. Her Freddie Mercury act just sort of annoys me. But Riho, solid as always. A really good emotional match. And good to see Riho going over as well. And showing proper respect to her trainer, Emi Sakura. So really good solid match for the women's champion. The women's division continues to be one of the high points of AEW, and they're getting so much more right than WWE. Then we had the main event, which was Cody Rhodes, I refuse to just call him Cody, versus Le Champion, Chris Jericho, the leader of the Inner Circle. Jericho came out just looking resplendent. I mean, he was looking sweet as, and that belt really suits him. Cody came out, you know, like a man possessed, and it was just absolute stunner of a match. I mean, they pulled out all the stops. The fact that then MJF came down and threw the towel in, dusty finish, but that also means, technically, I think, that because Jericho didn't beat Cody clean in the middle of the ring, then Cody gets to go and fight for that championship again, because you can't be not letting him have the title. I mean, come on. Also pretty funny seeing Cody's mum telling Jericho to go fuck himself, which was funny. The whole MJF angle, they've done the heel turn really well. He was already a bit of a heel, but now he's a super heel. Probably the best that's out there at the moment, in my opinion, heels wise. Then we have the unsanctioned dark match versus with Kenny versus Moxley. Good solid hardcore match. Gruesome. Maybe they went a little bit far in places. The strangest one was when Moxley took the baseball bat covered in barbed wire, rubbed it against his forehead, and nothing happened. But everything was good, apart from the spot with the mouse traps. Didn't really work for me, but I did quite enjoy the bit where they both went into the barbed wire bed. That was pretty awesome. I can understand why some people have an issue with it. Is there really a place for this kind of thing anymore? I don't know. But it was a good solid match, and if it's the kind of thing they keep for special occasions, then it'll not be a big deal, so that was pretty cool. So all in all, Full Gear, excellent night. Some really good solid matches, just some excellent grappling action. But the big news is that the next pay-per-view, and I can't believe I'm saying this, is Bash at the Beach. That's right, Cody must have found out that Big Al Vince didn't buy the rights to the name Bash at the Beach, and therefore he's free to use it. And so Bash at the Beach is coming back, baby, from Florida. And also, I believe that week they're going to be hosting Dynamite from the Chris Jericho Cruise, which is going to be super duper awesome. They have also recently been going a little bit happy with registering trademarks all over the place. Now, it could be that they're just looking for some ideas for names for new shows. It could be that they're looking for just you know, a few other things. Could even be they're just testing something out, you know what I mean? There's absolutely nothing to suggest that you know, the fact that they're getting these names made up like AEW Blood and Guts and registering means that that's any kind of project that we're going to see. Honest. So that is the podcast this week. Hope you enjoyed it. Please give us a like and subscribe. And my name's Sweet Daddy G. I'm available on Twitch, YouTube, and all major social media platforms. So feel free to say hi. All the best. Bye.